mouth.
And these are
teeth.
And a little baby might have just one
tooth.
Okay. And the things that the teeth are attached to are the
gums.
And this is
chin.
And a person puts a hat on his
head.
And ties a tie around his
neck.
And he might have a sore
neck.
Yeah. Or if he has a cold, he might have a sore
throat.
And let's see now. Are you familiar with the term goozle?
Google.
Goozle. It's
I wouldn't think.
Uh-huh. Okay. I think that's a North Georgia term. That's what I asked. Let's see. These are
shoulders.
And this is one
finger.
And five.
Five fingers.
And this is my
thumb.
And this is my left
hand.
And everybody has two. Has a left and a
hands.
And this part of the hand is the
palm.
And this is the
wrist.
And this is my
arm.
And this is my
elbow.
And
chest.
And this is the
stomach.
And this is the
leg.
And this
knee.
And this top part of the leg.
Thigh.
And this bottom part of the leg.
Calf.
Okay. And this. Right, so she kicked him in the
shin bone.
Okay. And this is the
instep.
Yeah, that's. But how about this bone right here?
Oh, knuckle.
And let's see, a boy might hop along on one
foot.
And everybody walks on two.
2 feet.
Okay. Now let's see. Something else in here. I don't know if I've got that with me. I'll just have to ask these. Let's see, what's another way to say 4:45? You can say 4:45 if you're talking about time. You can say 4:45 or you can say something about 5 o'clock.
Quarter till.
Okay. What do you call something that a carpenter uses to put a board across when he's sawing a board?
Saw benches.
Okay. And what do you call something that a person puts a piece of firewood in to saw? It's got X's like this.
Wood rack.
Okay. What do you call something that a baby lies in and you can push it along?
Carriage.
Okay. And if you had a baby in a carriage, you'd say, I'm gonna what the baby?
Push him.
Okay. What do you call it when a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going all the way around it? If he just goes from one corner to the corner over there.
You'd probably say he went across the field.
Would you ever say he went catty-corner across?
Yes, yes, I've heard that used, too.
Uh-huh, and that would mean to go from...
Uh-huh.
Okay. Would you say that word for me?
Oh.
I asked you...
He cut... I don't know how, just how you would say that,
Well, the people...
Catty-cornered, or...
Okay. Now, let's see. If a house is kind of diagonally across a crossroads from another one, would you use catty-cornered there? Would you say one house is catty-cornered across from the other?
Yes, you could. I've heard that used, yes, quite a bit.
How would you usually express that?
Well, his house is catty-cornered to mine, or...
Okay. Now, let's see. Seems to me there was one thing. we're just about out of tape. What do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? You might say a car skidded in the sand and it went, what?
Sideways.
Okay. Now, what about an explosion? You might say pieces of metal went
everywhere.